Well, if you woke up this morning with a smudged green and blue face paint and a guacamole hangover, and you were crying out, why did Russell Wilson throw the ball? Well, then you are a sad Seattle sports fan. About 100 fans took to the streets of Seattle last night following the Super Bowl.
It's like shock. You know, like how your emotions get to the point where like you're about to have an emotional release, all of a sudden it's gone. It just feels like there's built up energy here on the street. People don't know where to go with it right now.
Shock and grief, a common emotion to feel after loss, and Dr. Kirk Honda knows how to manage grief. He's a family and marriage therapist here in Seattle. If you walked into Dr. Honda's office today looking for counseling, here's what he would have told you.
The first thing that I'd say is to acknowledge the loss, because for many of us, it is a significant loss, and there's a lot of emotion. And to downplay it, I think, might deny someone the opportunity to process some of these feelings. You know, like similar to someone close to you passing away. I know that might seem exaggeratory to many out there, but if you're feeling some of these feelings right now, you might be able to say, yeah, it does feel that severe, particularly today, I think.
I'm not even that big of a sports fan, but so why do I feel this attachment to sports teams that many of us feel, this emotional attachment to the fate of the team and how the team does?
Well, the reason why we care so much about our sports teams is because we identify with the team. You know, we are Richard Sherman. We are Russell Wilson. It's not just an abstraction that's on the TV. We're there. We're feeling the feelings. When they win, we win. And when they lose, we lose. And when they have a terrible pain and a terrible loss, then we feel those emotions too. And you know, it's what makes sports so exciting for us.
Is there a point at which I should kind of get a little bit worried that my blues about the Seahawks losing is becoming unhealthy?
I think that, you know, the term healthy or unhealthy is difficult to determine. But what I will say is that I'll tell you what I did last night as a Seahawks fan. I mean, I've lived in Seattle my whole life, and I remember when the Seahawks, you know, when they got their franchise in 76. And so to me, you know, I've had a lot of ups and downs. So I'll tell you what I did late last night, because I couldn't fall asleep, because I kept running through my mind the possibility of if they had just run it in. And I could see it in my mind, the image of Lynch just reaching the ball across the goal line. And
couldn't we all? We just could, yeah, visualize, right, that, but it didn't happen.
Right, it didn't happen, and it feels like it was just ripped away. You know, it's just like, how come that didn't happen? And I was like ruminating on it. You know, I was just thinking about that one play. Why didn't that happen? And then I thought to myself, this isn't healthy. I'm not going to fall asleep. I'm living in negativity. And so I decided to switch to a different meaning of the whole experience. You know, what does this all mean for us? And I focused on the fact that this season has been possibly, I don't know if it's just, you know, the way I see it right now, but possibly one of the best seasons the Seahawks ever had. I mean, the excitement, the ups and downs, and the coming back from behind, and the drama, it's been a wild ride. And, you know, we came in second place. That's a big deal. That's much better than I thought the Seahawks were going to do early on in the season. And so I was focusing on these positive meanings, and pretty soon I fell asleep. So I don't know if that's good advice for everybody, because grief is highly idiosyncratic, but that's what I did.
The only thing that's keeping me happy is thinking of that pass that set up the scoring situation, the bobbled pass that the receiver touched six times before,
yeah,
pulling it in. That was really a wonderful feeling at that time. So I'm trying to cling to that. I mean, today we might feel the problems with identifying strongly with a team when there's such a crushing loss, but are there benefits to identifying with a sports team?
Yeah, I mean, you feel a sense of community. I mean, how often do Seattleites feel like we're one community? It's not very often. So I think that could be great. It brings people together. It gives us a chance to hug and to high-five each other and to live an experience together. You know, it's been really wonderful in that way.
And say go Hawks to one another.
That's right.
Great.
You can walk down the street and say go Hawks, and a random person will respond.
Dr. Kirk Honda, he's marriage and family therapist here in Seattle and a faculty member at Antioch University and host of the podcast Psychology in Seattle. Well, a few of our listeners called in with their own advice on how to cope. Here's what they had to say.
You got to keep in mind that it's just a game. Playing is more important than winning.
And I absorbed this loss by listening to classical music.
My husband is home today fretting. He's depressed. He doesn't want to be bothered. Okay, he'll get over it. But people, get real. It's a game. We'll all get through it together. That's what the 12s do. And we're still behind Russ and Pete Carroll. Three-peat. Let's go to the Super Bowl next year.
Seahawk fans with their how to cope advice. How have you been coping with fan heartbreak? Write to us, record@kuow.org. It's hard, but Seattle must bow to Boston. I'm Ross Reynolds.